reciting the Heart of Perfection Wisdom Sutra. 第三面，小本的法本第三面。当然，如果您背起来，你就不需要看了。般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减，是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无德，以无所得故，菩提萨陀以般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛以般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰 Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhisoha。 现在呢，我们接着要念的是功德本颂。 Now we are going to readThe foundation of all good qualities, if you're using the English prayer book, is on page 136. 我们要念的是功德本颂。大家都带来了吗？要不然也可以念英文的法本，英文的法本是在我们中心的，中心的那边就可以拿到了，136面。功德本颂，唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇深，难得有益，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念慈，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清，世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心令所引发，正念正知极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察，诸母有情同我落有海，然后暗习殊胜菩提心，复合就对众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种见，不屈修持不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中，熄灭于诸妄境之调具，并且如理四察真实意， 迅速升起止观双运道，唯愿加持令我于共道，修成法器随令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正精度，彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言即律仪，乃是成就二系地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达，续补精要及二次第心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是，开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习道理皆长寿，并越内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。
Okay, so maybe we do short meditation, about 10 minutes. Okay.
现在我们做一个简短的观修，大概是十分钟。
So, firstly, as we learned, you know, how to sit, sitting posture, what kind of sitting posture should be when you do the meditation. So we did have some understanding. So basis on that, so, you know, then try to sit down as we described before. So then look yourself, looking your body posture with your mind, whether sitting in correct posture or not, you know, straightening your back, you know, straight, looking your eye in front, you know, not so open, not so close like that, all this. Seven posture of Bhairavachana, you know, as we described. So try to scan yourself, the body, you know, how you sit down. So try to think that maybe a few minutes. You know, so idea is to bring back your mind, you know, at the present. So,
我们已经学过了怎么静坐，静坐的时候呢，我们有一定的坐姿啊，这个我们都已经学过了，所以呢，我们就应该尝试哦，用学过的方法来这样的静坐。静坐的时候，用你的心呢来观察，观察，比如说呢，你的身体哦，你的脊椎骨有没有直啊，然后眼睛是不是看着前方啊，眼睛微闭看着前方的，不要完全把眼睛关起来啊，等等哦，这。我们所采用的是气支啊，毗卢遮那佛的做法坐姿法，好，所以我们应该运用这样的做法，然后呢观察，这样坐下来静下呢，是要帮我们的心呢安住于当下这一刻。
So then, after next, so then, focus your mind on the breath. You know, breathe gently, you know, in and out. So you can focus your mind at your nostril there, where the wind, the feeling of the wind going in and out. You know, just try to focus that. Then another technique is count. You can count, like without distraction, you can count the number of the breathing in and out. Count as one, then you can count up to 21 times. So like that. So one technique is that, one technique, either you focus your mind under your abdomen, you know, falling, rising, you know, so you can focus your mind that.
像当我们这样安静的坐下来的时候呢，我们的呼吸呢要自然，哦，要自然，要柔和。然后呢，我们将我们的专注力呢集中在我们的鼻尖的方向，前方的方向。然后呢，我们自然的呼出去，然后吸进来，就观察我们的呼吸。如果你发现呢，你的心呢不能专注于这样的所缘境，你的心已经散乱了，这样你就可以数息。怎么数你的呼吸呢？这数息呢，就呼出一次，然后再吸入一次，我们数一，然后再出再进，又数二，出再进，数三，好，一直数到21，这样我们的心呢就专注于我们的呼吸。当然如果这个方法呢还是让你心散乱的话，你也可以将你的心呢专注于你的腹部，它的上升还有它的下降，哦，将你的心呢安住下来。
So now, then set up your motivation to listen to Dharma talk. So not to engage or accumulate any negative action, collect perfect virtues, subdue our own mind. So that's the reason. So therefore, I'm going to listen to Dharma talk like that.
将心安静下来之后呢，我们就调整我们的发心。我们今天呢来听法是为了什么呢？我们要调整我们的动机。我们是为了积累善业，我们是为了净化我们的业障，我们的恶的念头、恶的心念。所以呢，我们以这样的心念心愿呢，这样发心呢，来听闻今天上师所要教的法。
So, as the Buddha mentioned, so do not create any negative action. So, having found this precious human rebirth, we have this human intelligence. Then we must use this life much as possible in the meaningful way. So I teach that. So that's why Buddha said, do not create any negative action.
这上师呢以前也讲过了，我们应该呢所有的恶行呢都应该避免去造作，也就是佛讲的诸恶莫作。为什么呢？既然我们已经拥有了这个人生，而这个人生呢是有一定的智慧的话，我们一定要善很好的去利用这个难得的宝贵的人生呢，然后去争取这人生所带给我们的最大的意义。这就是为什么佛说呢诸恶莫作。
So as I mentioned last class, so we, the human beings, we have so much freedom, free from many obstacles. just example. So, free from hell realm, free from hungry ghosts, free from animal realm, So that's why so much freedom. Not only that, we have perfect condition to practice. Avoid negative karma, we have that. such as having this, what you call, perfect sense faculties. Having some belief on Buddha Dharma. So this makes so easy for us not to create negative action.
上一堂课呢我们已经讲过了，就是呢我们已经得到，就是一次所得此善有暇生了，我们得到的这个宝贵的人生是叫做有暇生。为什么是有暇生，是有空暇的呢？就是因为呢我们已经去除了没有空暇的障碍。什么是有空没有空暇的障碍呢？就是如果我们投生到地狱恶鬼畜生，我们就没有空，也就没有机会呢去遇到佛法，修学佛法了。所以我们就避免了这样的无暇生，所以我们就得到了这个有暇生，就去除了这个无暇的障碍。 这样我们这个有瑕身呢，除了有瑕之外，它还是圆满的。为什么呢？因为它的外缘或内缘各种条件呢，已经圆满了。比如说，我们诸根具足，我们所有的感官器官哦，都没有障碍，没有聋哑、愚痴的障碍。像我们自己本身呢，对佛法也有兴趣，感到兴趣，然后对佛法呢也有信心了。所以呢，在这样有利的条件之下，我们叫做暇满人生了。有暇有圆满的人生呢，所以我们就应该避免去造作恶业。
说so, like for example, like a snake, a tiger, then what else? Bear.Crocodile. Huh? Then what else? I don't know. So, you can imagine those animals. Just being born there as those animals. I mean, almost there are no option not to create negative karma. You know, they have to. Without that, they cannot survive.So like that. For us, human beings, we're totally different from that. You know, without engaging negative karma, we're able to survive. So, you know, if you're like a tiger, that particular animal, then there's no freedom, you know, to not to engage in negative action. You know, you're totally, no choice, have to do that.
举个例子，进一步讲为什么如果投身到三恶道，就地狱恶鬼、畜生道啊，或者叫旁生道，他们是无暇的，就是没有空闲的，暇是空闲的意思、啊。为什么他们是无暇的？我们举例说，听闻佛法这一回事、啊。如果你投生到旁生道或畜生道去，比如说你投生为鳄鱼的话，因为造作恶业投生为鳄鱼的话，在你投生鳄鱼的话，你就完完全全没有选择了，你是无暇的。为什么呢？因为你没有选择，你必须造作恶业。如果你没有造作恶业的话，去伤害另一个众生啊，去，你是绝对不能生存的。所以他们是没有选择，他们是无暇的。可是呢，如果我们投生为人身的话，我们的情况就完完全全不一样了。因为呢，如果我们不去造作恶业的话，我们选择不造作恶业的话呢，我们还是能够生存下来的。所以呢，我们这样的人身呢，就叫做有暇身。他们的生存的情况呢，就叫无暇身。
So then also, have so much opportunity to collect the virtues, you know, be human beings. Just being a human being, that makes so easy for us to collect virtues karma, you know.
而且得到这个人生呢，我们讲有暇，就避免这样的无暇之外，我们还有很多很多的机会呢，让我们呢去造善业。如果我们要去造善业的话，累积福报的话，我们有很多机会，而且是非常非常容易的。
So like that, you know, so for human beings, you know, when somebody explain what is good karma.What is negative karma? What is virtuous? What is non-virtuous? If somebody explained to us, we human beings, immediately we'll understand. You know, then also we put some practice on that. But you look the other like an animal, the crocodile, others, such all those animals.Mentioned before, so those you tell them, oh, killing is bad karma. You know, how much you explain to them. You know, 100 years explain to this crocodile. You know, it's impossible for him to understand. You know, then forget about the practice, you know. But our human beings, just being human beings makes such easy to understand. You know, then able to practice.
我们再从另外一个方面呢来做比较，我们这样从另一个方面去思维啊。比如说我们得到这个人生的话，像有人跟我们解释了，哦，我们要做造善业了，这样我们将来才会得善报了。如果我们造恶业的话呢，将来是会得到恶报，会成熟啊等等了之类的话，这样我们是有人跟我们讲跟我们解释的话，如果我们拥有这个人生的话呢，我们就能够马上了解，马上明白，哎啊，对对，这是很有道理的。然后呢，我们就会跟着去做一些修行了，可能不是修得很好，可能会去做一点修行，这是至少我们得到这个人生的能够做到的事。可是呢，如果我们坠入这个无暇身的话，比如说我们坠入这个旁生道啊，成为鳄鱼的话，投生为鳄鱼的话，像这个鳄鱼呢，它本身就没有选择，它一定要去杀害其他的小动物啊，其他的生命才能生存。所以呢，杀害其他的众生呢，就是它的业，它的宿命啊。所以他是没有办法改变的。这样如果呢有人跟他解释，哦，你不可以这样做啦，因为这是不好的啦，什么什么等等，就算你那个人跟他解释100年了或10000年了，鳄鱼没有这样长命了，跟他解释这样长久的时间，鳄鱼还是不能了解的，他都不懂你在讲什么嘛，哦，他可能你跟他讲可能他会咬掉你。所以你可以从这样的比较来看呢，我们得到这个人生呢，它就非常宝贵，非常珍贵了。因为呢，人家跟我们说法，跟我们解释呢，我们很容易就可以听得明白。然后呢，我们就会因为我们明白了，然后去呢造一些善业。
So. So here I can good to understand why, you know, good to understand everything. Buddha said, samsara, nirvana, all this is the creation of your own mind.
所以呢我们可以明白哦，我们所经历的一切，无论是轮回，在轮回中不断的轮回，还是得到涅槃哦，无论我们得到是轮回，还是我们证得的是涅槃的话呢，这都是由我们的心去造作而得来的。
So like that, when you say samsara, then of course all this. Undesirable rebirth, unfortunate rebirth, like hell beings, hungry ghosts, animals, how this happened, how that exists, is all creation of the mind.
所以当我们讲哦，我们一直在轮回，不断的轮回啊，就是我们如果是这样不由自主的去投身的话，自己没有办法做主，不断的投身啊，受身啊，死掉投身啊，这叫轮回的话，然后不断的投身到地狱道啊，恶鬼道啊，畜生道，我们要知道这些呢都是由我们的心造作而得来的。
So like that, then when you say nirvana, a piece of happiness.Also, this is creation of your own mind.
而我们呢，所经历的一切快乐，还有所有的善报呢，也都是由我们的心呢造作而得来的。
So, also like such as consider good rebirth, human beings, suras, asuras, also this is the creation of your mind.
如果我们得到善报的话，善的果报，比如说我们得到这个暇满的人生，它也是因为我们的心呢造作善业而得来的。
说So here, so by saying that, to understand, so this life, this moment where human beings having this all condition, you know, so easy to practice Dharma, is come about practicing virtuous karma in the past. It doesn't come out without cause and condition.Has been done something in the past by ourselves in the past. Because of that, so at this moment we have this, you know, relatively perfect condition, you know, to practice Dharma, avoid negative karma, you know.
所以呢，我们如果这样的去推理的话，这样去思维分析的话，这样我们现在这一生，更具体的讲，这一刻，在这一刻，这个时刻，我们还得到这个人生，然后不止这一刻得到这个人生呢，我们还具备各种各样的条件，就所谓讲的因缘具足，让我们能够听闻到佛法，能够去思维，能够去修佛法，好，这样的各种各样的条件，是因为呢我们过去的因缘，也就是说呢我们过去是曾经造下的善因，所以呢在这一刻呢，这一刻它成熟了，所以呢我们就具有能够去修习佛法的各种各样的因缘条件。
So I mentioned that day, soSo, having this human body and also having all the resources for one to practice Dharma, and also good companion, you know, so that having some effort, you know, whatever you do in the life, success. All this happened because of in the past where practice.Such as six perfection, you know, generosity, keeping morality, being patient, having joyous efforts, all this come from there. Because of that, so this life we have all this condition.
So, 呢，这里上师再讲一次。我们现在得到这个样的暇满的人生呢，我们讲暇满就是因为我们各种各样的资源呢都具足了，都已经看到，都已经得到，所以呢我们现在呢能够利用我们所得到的人生，还有各种各样依人生而得到的资源呢去修这个善法，这样呢我不只是能够修法，我们修法的时候呢我们还有修法的伴侣啊，就是有师长、有朋友一起修法哈，所以呢，我们能够精进的去学习，而且呢，我们这一世呢，我们的事业方面呢，能得到成功，这是因为过去世的因缘。你要这样能够想个推理啊，推理过去世的因缘，因为我们过去世呢，曾经修过善。曾经的修过六度万行，也就是说的过去世呢，我们可能够曾经布施过啊，曾经修过持戒精进啊，曾经修过安忍啊，曾经修过精进度啊，曾经修过净律度啊，也曾经成过智慧度啊等等啊。所以呢，这一生呢，我们的各种条件啊、资源啊等等都具足了。
So. So that's the saying said by the Kadampa master. So, saying what something? You are precious, the past life. You are precious, the past life. Giving you this perfect rebirth.
So, 那个当派的祖师呢，就曾经说过。我们这一生呢，得到的这样的人生，是因为我们过去是，因为我们过去数的珍贵的，是因为我们的珍贵的过去是得来的。
Understand? Okay. 他的弥勒人不是起码样都没有忘记。
So.我直接用华语翻译一下。我们这一生的果报，是因为我们，你们要知道它的原因，是因为我们过去是种下的因。
So then the second sentence is that Padre Milo Rinpoche Chima Yangdo Mayongs. This so second sentence is that Padre Milo Rinpoche this precious woman rebirthPlease do not throw me in the lower realm. Something like that.
然后接下来那一句呢，对不起，没有办法马上把它的那变成诗句一样。就是说我们现在得到的这个暇满人生呢，要善加利用，不要把它当作把自己不要把它当作是下意识推入，把自己推入三恶道的因。
Yeah, so it's very, very good advice. You know, so whole idea is that your previous life one, wherever you are in previous life, you work so hard to achieve this human rebirth. This time, so you don't really put effort then.You don't do anything, just use up. Then you go back to the lower realm. Then it's very, very unfortunate, you know.
所以呢，他给我们这个忠告呢是非常有用的，所以我们要小心听取。就是呢，他的大意就讲，过去是呢，我们非常用功、非常精进的去修哦，我们才。得到好不容易、哦、才得到这个暇满的人生，这暇满的人生是不容易得到，是因为过去非常非常用功，不我们都忘了、啊、这一生呢既然是这样难得的、哦、这一生呢我们不应该得过且过，要不然你随便了这样过过、哦、然后你这一生用完了过后呢，你下一生呢就回到三恶道去报道了，回到你的老家去报道了、哦、这样就太过可惜了。
So, so, I mean, the great master giving example, you know, you put so much effort to go to one island where there's a lot of precious jewel or diamond, gold, you know, one island full of diamond, jewel, gold, then,You put so much effort to reach there, you know. So then, but you are at that island, but coming back with an empty hand. You didn't bring any jewel back, you know. You just come back with an empty hand. So that's the example like that. So, but, you know, the previous life, one put so much effort giving this opportunity.You know, this human rebirth. Then, this time, you don't really create virtuous karma. You know, just, you don't do any virtuous karma. Then, you went back to the lower realm, like that, you know. 葛当 very wasted like this.
所以葛当派的律师的祖师呢，不是律师，祖师再举了一个例子，就说呢，我们呢，他举一个例子，一个比喻来的，比如说呢，我们花了很多精力啊，策划啦，然后去看啦，然后呢，在大海上航行很多天，然后来到，终于来到这个小岛，这个小岛是我们要去取宝的地方，因为这个小岛上呢有很多很多的金银珠宝啊、珍宝啊，很多很多宝贵的宝物。像你终于哦花了这样多精力啊、时间啊等等，终于来到这个小岛。可是呢，在小岛上哦，你就没流连忘返就忘了，结果你回来的时候呢，却空手而回。这样做呢是非常愚笨的，这是非常笨的一件事情，因为你入宝岛空手而回，就如果是华文这样，入宝山空手而回了，所以呢，所以这是非常愚蠢的一件事，就表示这个宝岛就表示好像是我们已经现在已经得到这个暇满的人生了，它是一个宝来的，那就很多很多机会呢，让你呢依靠这个人生呢去制造啊很多很多的善业啊，很多的福报，可是呢你却没有好好的利用，像这生过去的时候你什么都没有做，那怎么办呢？你入宝岛空手而回，你就掉到三恶道去了。
So, 所以，所以说是 same advice, 把身体带吧。
所以呢，这是葛当派祖师哦，他们通过例子啊，那详细的跟我们解释。
So he said, having found this precious human rebirth, if you drawn, familiarize your mind in virtues. Then there's nothing else deceiving oneself than this. There's none greater than this. deluded.oneself, I don't know. Correct?
No greater delusion than this.
There's no greater delusion
than this.
Than this, or something like that, I don't know.
所以葛当派的祖师呢，通过例子，最后他就直接讲这个例子什么意思。如果呢，我们好不容易才拥有了这个暇满的人生呢，可是我们却没有好好的利用它，这个暇满的人生呢，去串习啊这个善法的话，好去制造善法、串习善法的话，这样呢，这世界上最最大的愚痴呢，莫过于此了，再没有比这个哈更愚痴的了。
So.So here, so when you say, so I mentioned, so all our creation of mind, you know, we create the helping, we create ourselves. Human beings, God's realm, this is created by our mind. Then liberation, enlightenment, is created by our mind.
所以呢，他很清楚地告诉我们呢，我们的这个心呢、啊他可以造作出得到我们这个人生，天人生也是由我们这心的造作而得来的，同样的由我们的心去修呢，我们也可以得到解脱，甚至证得无上正等正觉。
So that's why Buddha's advice always advice that his main advice is subdue your mindIt's a very important advice. It's always subdue your mind.
所以呢，这佛陀就告诉我们呢，就是其他祖师也是不停的跟我们这样讲哦，我们要佛陀是讲自净其意了，其他祖师就讲、哦、我们要调伏我们自己的内心。
So the nature of our mind. Buddha said also, nature of our minds, like clear and pure. Nature of our mind is clear and pure. You know?
因为呢，我们这心呢，它的本质，像有些的翻译，它心的自性啊，它是本来是清净明亮的。
Then it's like a blue sky, you know, like our mind is like a blue sky, you know, so we have natural mind, have power to know each and every object, natural our mind.
我们的这个心呢，因为它的自性是清净是明的，所以呢它就好像虚空一样。当然你讲虚空啊，有些人不懂，就好像天空一样啊，哦，这现代化的话语。所以呢因为它好像虚空一样的包含了，所以你它可以能够知晓万法万象。
So then, all of this negative emotion,You know, what we have, this negative emotion. adventitious. you know, like a cloud in the sky. You know, it's not, it's just a temporary, you know. Not the nature of the sky. you know, cloud is not the nature of the sky. You know, but so like that, that, emotion thought is like that, just the temporarily there, not nature of the mind.
这样呢，我们心里头啊，那些不善的念头啊，不善的意念啊，或者不善的情绪等等啊，他们呢，就好像浮云一般哦，遮住了这个清朗的天空。这清朗的天空呢，本性呢是清净的，是明亮的。好，这样这负面的情绪呢遮盖住它，所以呢就好像得到一层污垢。可是呢，它只是覆盖着它，它并不是这个心的本质，不是心的自性。
So here our problem is, of course we have mind. So because of that, we have also this.The emotion thought always arises in our mind. So here is not true. Emotion thought arises, then we carry by, we follow that emotion thought. You know, then that how we suffer because of following the emotion thought. You know, so not knowing the nature of the mind.Just only this adventitious emotion thought, we think this the only one we think, believe, then we follow that. Then we suffer in many different ways.
所以呢，因为呢，我们的心呢，所产生的那个情绪，或者讲我们的心情，所以因为我们有这样的心情，我们的心情就会有上有下，甚至上上下下，所以呢，就有了一些烦恼，就有了烦恼，或者我们讲负面的情绪，用现代化的华语来讲，就负面的情绪。像如果我们跟着我们的这些情绪去走的话，跟着他们走的话，我们就会去造作了。可是呢，这个造作的东西啊。它好像浮云一般哦，它并不是我们的心的本性，所以刚才我们有念了，我们的心哦是不垢不净不增不减的，这不是这样的，它没有所谓的污染啊或者不干净啊，好，所以它因为心的本质呢是清的，是明的，哦，这只是覆盖住好像乌云一样而已。
So. If we are able to recognize, you know, this emotion thought, you know, this is just an emotion thought, this is temporarily, this is just a negative thought, just recognize and don't follow that emotion thought, then we'll have less problem.
所以呢，如果我们就明了这些烦恼、这些负面的情绪啊、恶的信念哦，它好像浮云一般，你不要跟着它走，这样这个浮云就会飘走了。所以呢，你就会有你的问题啊，你的烦恼就会减少。
Yeah, so one technique is that to recognize, you know, to just recognize the thought, then let it go, you know, not grasping at that thought, you know, oh, this is negative thought, not grasping at that, just recognize and let it go, you know, then, that, like that, that's one method, you know, not to follow that.
所以呢，如果我们能够明了我们的心的本性的话呢，我们就不会执着于我们这些负面的情绪，然后跟着它走。好，所以呢，我们就不会跟着烦恼走。如果你明白的话，这是其中的一个对治的方法。
So like that, so then bringing back your mind to the natural mind, seeing the purity of the mind, you know.So that's the technique.
所以呢，我们如果能够了解或了悟啊，这个心的本质，它的清，它的明，它是清，它是清净的，它是明亮的。这样我们呢，就可以避免啊这样的执着。
So like that. So not to follow.You know, so normally like that, you know, follow the emotion thought, so like that. Then that disturbs our mind. If we don't follow the emotion thought, then that doesn't disturb.
所以呢，如果我们了解心的本质的话呢，我们就会跟着我们的情绪走。这样呢，我们的烦恼啊，就会跟着减少，就表示你有智慧了。
Okay, so that was extremely important. So Buddha mentioned, you know, subdue your mind. So there's many different ways. So to subdue the mind, there's different methods.
所以了解这一点呢是非常重要的，就是我们怎么样的去调伏我们的自己的内心呢，也就是佛陀讲的自净其意啊，自净其意要有方法的嘛。所以自净其意呢，其实有很多很多种方法，这了悟心的本质呢是其中的一个方法。
So whole idea that paragraph last time we read, that one understanding that the precious freedom of this rebirth is found only one is greatly meaningful and is difficult to find again. Please bless me to generate the mind that unceasingly that verses day and night take its essence. So that try to advise us who have this. So don't waste it. You know, make this life meaningful.So essence is that this.
所以呢，这也就是第二个寄送啊，第二个寄送，上个星期讲第二个寄送的精华，它的要义。好，就是说呢，唯愿加持令我先体悟，他不是讲了解，他体悟我，真正的去了解，然后有这个经验了。体悟新的经验，一次所得此善有暇身，难得有益，然后不间断，昼夜24小时哦，好，每个星期7天24小时，昼夜升起取其精华心，啊，这一段的精华就是这个意思。如果呢，我们了解呢，我们这个暇满的人生哦，它是非常非常难的，它是过去哦，我们非常非常用功，种下了许多许多的许多的因缘啊善业才得到的。所以呢，我们这一生呢，不要去浪费它，要好好好的利用它，然后争取这一生的最大的利益。所以呢，就叫做难得有益。
So here is so difficult to find again. You know, difficult to find again. So we need to think that what you found now, this human rebirth, it's difficult to find again. You know, so we have to understand that what Buddha said, you know, he said in the sutra, taking rebirth from lower rebirth to lower rebirth, taking rebirth from lower rebirth to lower rebirth, and the taking rebirth from human rebirth to lower rebirth, yeah, it's like a number of the atom of this universe. Something like that.
Okay. 所以呢，既然讲哦，这个狭满的人生哦，哇，非常非常难得。因为我们过去世呢，其实重非常用功哦。哎呀，这样呢，下一回哦，或者下一世哦，我们能不能再有机会找到这样的狭满的人生哦？就很难说了，真的，我们真的没有把握，因为呢，可能这一生哦，我们自己看了哦。所以呢，佛在经典上说呢，所以佛在经典上进一步解释为什么这个狭满的人是这样难得的。我们就来看这个三恶道，三道有地狱、恶鬼、畜生，对吗？这样你投入三恶道，不是一生完了，你可能从三恶道的一个恶道，然后再投身到另外一个恶道，然后从那个恶道再投身个恶道，投身来投身去，叮叮咚咚，叮叮咚，很多次的。这样呢，如果呢，或者你讲哦，为什么在恶道就投身来投身？有没有说从善道？有啊，比如说人生哦，人生投身到任何一个恶道，哦，还有恶道投身到恶道，它的数量就好像微尘众布满整个大地这样多，微尘众，因为以前哦没有科学，没有读科学这门学科嘛，所以我们讲微尘众。如果我们用现代化的现代人的语言来讲，就好像原子，那种原子吗？小小粒的原子、中子、什么子啊之类的，它好像原子这样一样多，布满整个大地一样。就从掉落到恶道的人呢、就人生掉到恶道，或者恶道又掉到恶道，一直没有从来没有出，没有升到善道人，他的数量多如微尘众。
OK, understand?
啊、How about getting good rebirth?
啊、
Getting good rebirth, you're taking saying that.Going down to lower realms.
Okay. So now, you know, achieving good rebirth, you know, from taking rebirth from lower realm to upper realm, from lower realm to human beings, then from taking rebirth from human being to human beings.It's like a very, very small number. You know, like Buddha mentioned, it's one tip of finger nail, you know, he scratched from the ground and some mud on the finger, yeah? The finger nail. So only this much, he said, and he gave that example.
所以刚才讲的是掉入恶道的，对吗？恶道投身到恶道，或善道掉到恶道。它的数目呢，多如微尘众，遍满整个大地啊，整个地球一样啊，所有的微尘众，这样从恶道投身到善道啊，就是人啊、天人啊、阿修罗等等啊，或者从恶道投身到人道，或者人道投身到人道，善道到善道，它数量有多少呢？它的数量好像你的那个指甲啊，你去挖这个地这样，那个灰尘沾满你的指甲，一根指甲而已啊。那个数量而已。
So like that. So now question is, why like that? Yeah, the question is why like that?
所以我们可能就有问题了，对吗？好，安迪，我们有问题，对吗？为什么这样呢？很不公平，对吗
？I saw many go down, why up on your pew? Why?
为什么掉下去的这样多，上来的这样少？
啊？呀？
为什么
？So now, here what the Indian Pandit, the Arya Deva, what he said. Because most of the people, you just look, just human being, don't talk about the animal, talking about the human beings. Most of the human being, you look, include oneself, okay? So, how much negative karma we engage in one day, you know? He said that.
So, India, so India's Panchita Shentian Pusa, 就曾经这样说过了。因为可能问了为什么这样，为什么这样？这样有人就问他了，他就这样回答了。你想，大多数的人呢、啊，就包括我们自己啊，讲大多数的人，你自己去想想了，你在一天之内所造作的恶业有多少？恶业不一定要去杀人放火的。
So most of the human being in cross, you know, we look carefully, you know, from morning to night.We engage in 10 non-virtuous action. You know, most of the time, you know, we engage that.
如果我们有仔细去观察的话，仔细去做，比如说，仔细去想一想，每天这样仔细去想一想，仔细去观察，我们在一天之内呢，大多数的时候呢，我们的心造作的都是十不善业。
So, you will look oneself carefully, we are like that. So therefore, so then, this creating, this engaging in 10 non-virtues in daily life, most of the time. So this make you to go to the Lord Ribbon, he said.
因为我们很习惯的去造作这个十不善业啊，大多数时候都是我们的心呢，都是造作这十不善业，所以呢，我们就造了很多的因呢、啊，让我们投生到三恶道去。
So like that, so that's why it's very difficult to find accounts, you know. So not talking to other people, just talking oneself.Whether it's difficult or not, it's our own mind. You know, you have so much engaging negative action, then this word is correct to yourself. Difficult to find again, you know.
所以呢，他所讲的哈，虽然圣天菩萨很久以前讲过，可是呢，这。他所讲的我们可以自己拿来看，我们这样的狭满的人生呢是非常非常难得再找到了，所以我们该把它拿来想，拿来当做自己，拿自己来做分析、啊啊、因为我们的心呢已经非常习惯了，我们串习这个恶念呢，恶习呢已经成为一种习惯了，所以呢我们很难很难自动的然后去造这个善的念头，善的业，所以要再次得到狭满人生呢就有一定的困难了。
So, another word, so, if you are the one who engage in ten virtues, not engage in daily life in ten non-virtues, then, of course, then the sentence that is not for you, you know, it's difficult to find, doesn't for you, it's easy to find for you.
OK， 如果我们从另外一个方面、另外角度来看的话，如果我们的心呢，时常去串习的十善业的话，十善业的话，每天哦，我们的心念呢都保持这善的方面哦，串习的十善念呢、十善业的话，当然要得到这个暇满的人生呢，就非常容易了。
OK。
可以吗？
可以，不可以？啊？可以，不可以？没有。
要学文吗？有没丢不？丢不？
接不？
福建，福建。
啊？福建。
啊，
接不？
丢不？
那接不呀？接不？说。So it's extremely good meditation, this one, you know, looking at oneself, one daily life, you know, everyday life, how you live, whether living more, creating negative karma, or you live, creating more virtuous karma. Then, of course, then you are creating more virtuous karma in daily life.So, of course, then easy to find. Then it's easy to find your good reward. You know, then you are engaging most of the time negative karma, then of course it's difficult to find again. You know, idea is that. So, looking oneself, not like, oh, that's why difficult to find, there are so many human beings, 60 billion human beings in this world, you know. Why it's so difficult to find? Not like that. You know, looking one's mind, whether you will get this reward again or not.Based at the cost, how much you do, you know.
所以呢，这是我们了解这一点呢，是我们每天呢进修啊，或者我们每天呢这个思维呢，这样去思维呢是非常重要的。就是我们把它呢，把佛陀的教导呢反过来用在自己的身上了。我们把它。用它来审查我们的每一天的日常生活，我们是怎么样生活的？就是在我们每天的日常生活中呢，我们串习的是善的念头，造的是善业吗？我们是根据这个十善业去思维的，然后去我们的三门是不是根据这个十善业去做的？如果我们大多数啊都是串习这个善念善业的话。当然我们要将来要得到善的果报啊，投生到善道去就会比较容易。可是呢，如果我们平常日常生活中串习的是恶的念头，造作的是恶业的话，这样呢我们将来啊会投生的地方呢大多数就是三恶道了。所以我们是用佛陀的教导或者是班智达所讲的话呢，用它来观察我们的自心。然后就可以看啊，到底是不是真的很容易得到这个暇满的人生？而并不是说哦，现在人口越来越多了，已经有六亿还是60亿人了 已经有1亿人口了，怎么说人生难得呢？不是这个样子的，不是这样，而是用它来看我们自己本身呢啊。然后呢，我们本身应该怎么样去思维，怎么样去修？
So.Also, another reason to think, you know, because in past, of course, in our many lifetimes, of course, we create so much negative karma in the past, many previous lives. From beginningless rebirth, we create so much negative karma. You know, those negative karma, if we don't purify it, then of course all negative karma is still there within us.If we don't purify it. So also that's the one reason. Then there's no doubt we'll take rebirth in the lower realm in the future. You know?
我们也可以从另外一个角度来思维，为什么这个人生是这样难得的？因为呢，我们从过去生呢，我们过去生不只是一生过去生，而是我们有很多很多生，过去生呢，前面有个过去生，过去生，过去生呢，所以我们有很多很多的生生世世的过去生，甚至是从算不清的无始以来，就算不出啊，到底前面多少生，我们都造作了很多很多的恶业。因为算不清了嘛，所以那恶业也是很多很多的。这个恶业呢，如果我没有去净化它的话，没有去清除去净化它的话，它是会留在我们的心相续里面的，它不会自动不见的。这样呢，在我们的心相续里面呢，这一生我们到侠满人生，我们没有好好去利用，没有去净化它的话呢，因为我们可能也不知道嘛，没有去净化，这样这些存留在我们心相续里面这些恶业呢，这我们这生过后呢，它因缘具足，所以呢，它大多数的下一生呢，我们就会投入到三恶道去了。
But again, same thing. So one thing also mentioned that So also mentioned one in the mentioned, if we get angry, if we get angry with one bodhisattva, then within second, there's so heavy negative karma, you know. So then, very heavy negative karma, you know, one to experience.You know, the Lord is suffering like that.
你可能觉得，哎，怎么讲呢？哇，过去世啊，什么种下很多恶业，也可能看不到。再举个例子啦，再说明这个是啊，仁波切以前曾经开始过的，可能不是这一般了哈。比如说我们呢。我们啊，对某一个人呢、啊，突然间哦，我们对我们很生现气啊，起那个嗔心的气，那个某一个人，刚好那个人呢，你不知道他是个菩萨，哦，当你对菩萨起了这个嗔心，你很气他，就在那短短的那个几秒里面呢、啊，你就种下了很深重的恶业了。因为你的对象是一个菩萨嘛，所以当你起了这个很重的恶业的话呢，你就种下了将来投生到恶道、三恶道的因了。
So, I mean, like this, daily life, of course, everyday life, we get angry with someone here and there in the life. So, but problem is, we don't know.Who is real Bodhisattva or not? The person is, what is Bodhisattva or not? We don't know exactly. Hard to know. You know? In case the person who get upset, angry, is that Bodhisattva, then, you know, it's become very, very heavy negative karma. You know? Then you have to experience long period of time in the hell realm, result of that anger, you know?
因为在我们的日常生活中呢，我们很容易哈、就会有这种，就会跟别人生气啦，气另外一个人呢，或怎么了，或怎么样了，我们很容易嘛，很容易发生这样的事情了，啊，这是我们的串习的缘故，所以我们很容易会生气了，起嗔心了。可是问题是我们不知道我们生气的对象是不是一个真正的菩萨。菩萨不是写在脸上的，我是菩萨。所以呢，我们不容易知道到底我们生气的对象是不是一个菩萨了。所以呢，当我们对另外一个众生啊生气或者不满的时候，刚好那个人呢随啊，刚好那个人又是菩萨的话，这样你又种下了很深重的恶业了。可是你不知道，因为只是几秒而已吗？你讲哦，几秒而已，可是那几秒你就种下了很深的恶业，这样呢，将来哦，这个恶业，因为对象是菩萨，将来你要投生到，就会投生到，不是恶鬼，不是畜生，是地狱道，就投生到地狱道的长时间了， 这经典是用长劫受苦，长劫很长的时间的，所以 这就是可能就是哎呀那几秒钟而已，那生气而已，但它果报呢却是很大的。Auntie asked, then what to do? How are we supposed to do? How? What to do? Is there anything that we can do if let's say we have done such a thing? And 第一问题是我们不知道了，所以我们不会问怎么办。只有懂的人才会问怎么办呢。
So here, so my advice is need to do more in the life. Need to create more virtues in the life. The advice is that sometimes we do some chanting prayer, we are satisfied with that. I've done some virtues. So this is not good enough. Because we have more negative karma than the virtuous karma. So that you cannot relax collecting virtues. You know, there's never enough collecting virtues compared to your negative karma. We have much more negative karma than the virtuous karma. So therefore, just doing some meditation, some chanting, only that sometimes we think, oh, I've done something, this and that, and relax, you know. So whole idea is here, the advice is, there's never enough collecting virtuous karma for us. You know? So work hard. So idea is that, yeah.
所以呢，仁波切，安迪，你问怎么办呢？所以仁波切就告诉我们呢，在我们需要的，在我们这一生当中呢，用功一点，多做一些，多做一些，多去制造，多去造这个善业。因为有时候我们可能只是念一些经啦，念点经啦，念一些红名啦，佛菩萨的红名啦，我们觉得哎呀很高兴了，就满足了，哇，很够了，我们觉得很够。其实这是不够的，为什么讲不够呢？因为呢，我们从无始以来哦，就算不出了，到底从哪个时候开始啊？无始没有开始，无始以来我们所造下的恶业呢？到这一刻来讲，我们造下的恶业呢，比我们造的善业多，而且多出很多，所以呢，我们就不能给自己放假了哦，不讲哎 holiday 了，哦，不可以给自己放假，不可以松懈了，不可以懒惰，我们需要多做一些善业。所以，如果我们只是有时静坐一下子啊，思维一下，然后今天仁波切讲了一些什么，思维一下，然后讲啊静修一下，然后念一下咒语啦，念一下佛的红名啦，这样其实是不够的。为什么呢？因为呢，我们永远不知道哈，我们造的恶业到底有多大。所以呢，所以我们就必须非常非常的精进了。精进还是佛教的用语了，我们必须非常用功了哈。用华语现代的华语来讲，要很用功，要很用功啊。
So another word, we have enough negative karma.We have more than enough negative karma. Another word. So Buddha said, you don't need any more. No, we have more than enough.
换句话说了，讲白一点，我们有足够的恶业，不需要再多一些。
Understand? So we don't need. We have plenty of that.You know?
And this you ask them what to do, what to do?
Huh?
What to do? 惨了，他讲惨了。He said, gosh, going down to lower realm.
Huh?
He said, gosh, going down to lower realm. So how? What to do?
We do this, work hard.
用功，用功。多造善业。
Yeah, you really think.You know, you really think deeply. You know, we think we look good, but you think deeply. We are going down.
What is it? Think
if
deeply?
If you think deeply, Think carefully, then where we are going down.
如果我们真的有进一步或者深入的去思维啊，很仔细的去分析的话，我们可以看到，我们心里可以看到，很清楚的看到，其实呢，我们会掉入三恶道。
So then, so anyway, the advice that work hard, you know, do more practice. You know, the whole idea is that we can do that.You know, idea is that we can do that. We have all the condition. You know, the outer condition is mentioned. You know, what to call? Outer condition, such as the teacher who show you the path, is there. The inner condition, we have this perfect human rebirth. You know, leisure and opportunity to practice Dharma.We have the inner quality, inner cause, the outer cause, the teacher who shows the right path is there. You know, we have all the condition is there.
所以呢，因为安弟子问怎么办呢？所以我们就要精进修行了。四个字，精进修行不可以松懈。为什么呢？为什么讲一定要精进修行呢？其实。你可能觉得哇，好像很难很难。其实我们是办得到的，我们要精进修行是办得到的。为什么呢？因为我们各种各样的条件呢都有了，我们的因缘具足。怎么讲因缘具足呢？外在的条件呢，外缘呢，我们也具足了。我们已经遇到了善知识，善知识已经跟我们开示佛法讲法哦。然后我们有内在的因缘，你条件也是具足，内在条件具足，因为我们得到这个人生，而且这是暇满的人生了，所以我们听闻佛法，我们能够了解，能够明白，这明白的话，我们就可以跟着去做嘛。所以呢，我们其实是有这个条件去精进修行，我们是办得到的。
So then, of course, so again, have to see, you know, we have everything within us, you know, so.Just give you the encouragement there. You know, not the discouragement. Encouragement there. You know, you have everything within you. You know, all the cause conditions there, ready for you. You know.
所以呢，我们其实呢，我们自己本身这个人生的话，到这个人生，就全部的条件呢都具足了。这是给我们一个很好的鼓励，所以我们不必感到气馁，因为呢，我们这个人生呢是暇满人生，它是有暇的，它是圆满的。
So then, of course, then we have everything there, so need practice Dharma. So I teach that. Then of course, why need Dharma? Why need to practice Dharma? You know, so simple answer is that.We don't want suffering, we want happiness. So, this our every living being, same goal. We want happiness, we do not want suffering. What can bring that? You know, what can reduce suffering? What can bring happiness? Only Dharma. You know, if you wish happiness, you don't wish suffering, then you must practice Dharma. You know, so the answer is that.So we have all the condition there. So practice Dharma. So.
正如你讲，我们所有的因缘条件都具足了，所以呢，我们这个人生呢，我们就可以依靠这个人生呢去修法，去修学佛法了，去修法。这样你可能就问，为什么要修法？答案其实是很简单的，因为呢，我们都要快乐，我们都追求快乐，我们都不要痛苦。其实这是每一个众生呢，每一个友情呢，都有这样的需求。好，我们都需求快乐，不要痛苦。 啊，这样怎么做呢？怎么才能让我们得到快乐？怎么才能让我们避免痛苦呢？啊，因为我们这个需求性嘛，我们要快乐，啊，我们不要痛苦。这个其实答案呢，就是我们必须去修法，因为只有修法呢，我们才能得到终极最终的快乐，我们才能够避免所有的痛苦。所以为了这样的目的呢，所以呢，我们每个人其实都应该去修法。
So then, 戴老师 mentioned that then need to practice in this life, you know, Dharma have to practice this life, you know. So we have all the condition, everything is there. We want happiness, must practice Dharma. Then question is when.Not next life. Answer is not next life. Answer is this life. You know, must practice this life Dharma while having all condition. Everything is there. Then must practice Dharma in this life.
像可能就有些人就问了，哦，现在条件具足了，我们要修法。像可能有些人就问，哦，什么时候修法？哦，一修法可以得到快乐，避免痛苦。这样什么时候修呢？有些人想，哎呀，以后再修吧。不对，是这一生，当你有这暇满的人生的时候呢，你就要去修法，因为呢，你所有的条件呢都已经具足了，所以所有的东西都摆在你面前，都好好的，你要修就可以修了。所以你应该趁这一生你还具有这所有的条件的时候呢，去修法。因为呢，你要快乐，你现在就要快乐，将来要得快乐，而不是等到下一生你才去修。
So again, of course, why this life? You know why I have to practice Dharma in this life? Of course, because there's no guarantee in your next life whether you will have this kind of opportunity again or not. There's no guarantee. So therefore, must practice Dharma in this life.
所以呢，这一生我们就要去修，因为呢，我们没有把握下一生我们是否还能够得到这样暇满的人生。所以在我们失去这个暇满人生的各种因缘条件之前，我就在当下这一刻这一生呢，我们就要去修习佛法。
So then, of course, even deeper.Better, you know. So advice is do practice Dharma right now, you know, this life and right now, you know.
这样人讲哦，这一生我要修学佛法。哦，因为下一生我不懂，我还能不能得到这样暇满的人生？这可能讲，有人讲哦，这一生可能等到以后我有时间再修。错，如果你深一层、深入一层去分析的话，这一生、这一刻、当下这一刻呢，你就要开始修习佛法。
Okay, so the reason is why must practice Dharma right now. It's so emergency. You know, you cannot wait. You know.It's so emergency because you want happiness. You don't want suffering. So really, really emergency. You need to practice Dharma right now. You know, so I did right now because there's no guarantee of our life. You know, what will happen tomorrow, day after tomorrow. You know, so I did that, oh, I'm going to practice Dharma after 1 month, after 1 year.I'll practice Dharma after 10 years. You know, I practice Dharma when I reach my age of 80, 90. So you cannot wait like that, you know. There's no guarantee. You know, so must practice Dharma right now like that.
像为什么这一生呢？你讲我 OK 了，我这一生修习佛法，对了，我这一生就修习。可是为什么要这一刻呢？为什么这样急？哦，可能有些人就会有这样的疑问了。为什么这样紧急？这是一个紧急时刻吗？这是因为呢，我们生命是没有保障的。为什么呢？因为我们不能保障 我们看得到明天吗？或者我们看到大后天等等。所以有些人可能讲啊，不用紧了，我现在很忙啊，我很忙啊，哎呀，我很多东西做了，哎，不要叫我去修了，我一个月后才修了，一个月后我东西忙完了才去修。有人讲，哎呀，一年后，有人讲，哎呀，十年后了，先听听就好了哈，把记在心里，十年后我再修。他讲，哦，我现在做工啊，忙啊，你不要跟我讲这东西，我退休后八十岁的时候我才修。有人讲，哦，我九十岁才修。可是呢，你不知道你能不能活到那一天哦，那一刻，你不能你能活到那样久。对，因为生命呢是没有保障的哦，你不懂哪一刻会到来了。
啊，我知道。You know, first shake the leg, shake the leg first, then I do Dharma practice later.
所以有些人可能讲，哎呀，我现在先清闲一下啦，先摇摇脚，等一下有空闲的时候我才修。
So our thought is like that, and always thinking, you know.Procrastination, huh? Procrastination. Yeah, we all like that, you know. I'll do later part. I'll do tomorrow. I'll do that, you know. Keep postponing the practicing Dharma. This is one type of laziness, you know. Keep postponing the Dharma practice, you know. Maybe tomorrow, maybe after day after, you know. Like that, keep postponing. Never do well the Dharma practice.
所以呢，我们心里的念头常常就是这样想的。哦，我迟一点啦，哦，迟一点再修啦，哦，等一下我有空再修啦。我们一直把我们的修行一直不断的延后、挪后啊。其实这是一种懈怠，一种懒惰的一种形式啊。哦，因为我们从来就没有想到，哎呀，我现在就要开始修了。
So like that, so here advice like that, so you know, must practice Dharma, then what you call, so we have all the cause and condition like that, must practice this life, even right now, you know, that must practice now, you know, so you must have this kind of mind, you know, so then once you have that, thenEvery moment, you know, in your life, every moment in your life, then you create virtuous karma. You know, you practice the Dharma.
所以呢，我们这个通常就是有这样的懈怠的念头了哈。所以，可是你如果真的仔细去想的话，其实我们修法去学去修法的各种各样的条件呢，其实都已经具备了。当下这一刻呢，所有修法的因缘呢都具足了。所以我们这一生呢，这一刻呢，就要告诉自己，我们就要开始修法。好，所以呢，如果我们有这样的念头的话，有这样的念头哦。念头而已哈，就我们的每一时、每一秒，我们的每一秒生活中每一秒，我们都是在造善业。
So like that. So therefore, here, so day and night take its essence. You know, so idea is that day and night. You know, so idea is that you know, so put effort day and night to create virtues. You know, we have this very opportunity we have now.And it's difficult to find again. So now the advice is put your effort day and night, you know, to practice Dharma like that.
所以呢，如果我们能够这样想的话，这样去思维，然后就想哦，我每一刻呢，我都要去修法了。然后呢，让你的心呢，时时刻刻拥有这样的善念的话，你就去。就是在修法，就是在造善业了。而且呢，而且是时时刻刻哈，就是每一天每一晚昼夜，昼是白天，夜是晚上，昼夜升起取其精华心。所以呢，你的每一秒每一刻，你都这样去，都有这样的发心的话呢，你就会非常精进的，每一秒每一刻呢都在造善业。就是呢，你。 已经完全能够好好的利用这个非常珍贵难得的侠门生，然后呢你懂这侠门生呢很难很难再次拥有了，所以呢你把你的全副之的精神呢100%、哦、都投入这样去修，这样去这样有这样的拥有的善念善心的话，所以这就叫做难得有意，然后不间断，从来没有听过、哦、没听过一本，然后每一天每一晚昼夜升起取其精华心，有这样的信念，这是第二个寄送的意思。
说So no time for sleep.
No time?
Sleep.
啊、oh, ，所以可能就没有时间睡觉了。
啊？
No, the sleep is conjoined with this kind of virtuous thought. Conjoined. So it is still virtuous karma.
嗯、
uh-huh.。
Only Kimo can do that.
No, he was just joking. Because he said, "The teacher said, 'This way, you don't have time to sleep.'" So we said, "Actually, if you have such a thought, even if you lose consciousness in sleep, because you have constantly practicing good thoughts, this thought in your sleep is still there. So you have already lost consciousness.所以你就已经积善了。
So idea is there. So the next sentence, this life is as impermanent as water bubble. Remembering how quickly it decay and death comes. You know. 啊 no, just first two sentence.
Okay.根据现在讲第三个寄送，这根据英文的翻译，英文的翻译呢，你要看你的寄送，第二个部分，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁。这个中文和英文不是对照的。
So. Anyway, this one we'll talk to next class, okay? So,
下个星期才讲，才分析。
Okay.
But they have no time to sleep, no.
啊
？They have no time to sleep already.
Yeah, yeah. You know how to sleep, then you can sleep. Yeah. 啊、huh? ？Anyway, so I think I'll stop here today. So.Any question? Yeah, ask.
今天呢，上师讲到这里，大家有问题可以发问。第一个问题在这里。
So, what do you do for other people that don't have the same opportunity? So, if I'm thinking of my parents, for example.
他的问题是，我们怎么样帮助那些没有这样？没有这个暇满机会的人呢、啊？比如说，他讲啊，他的父母，因为他的父母没有机会遇到善知识啊、说法啊等等，啊。
What can you do
for her parents? Bring them to ABC.
So, of course, those who can help in Buddhist way, so one thing is, either you read some kind of different powerful mantra, different sutra, you can read, you know, so then they can hear, leave some kind of positive imprint in their mind. That's one method, you know, reading different sutras and reciting different mantra and reciting different Buddha's name in their ear. Hear and leave positive imprint in their mind.
对于那些没有机会啊，那个来修的人哦、啊，比如说我们可以尽我们的能力去帮助他们，比如说我们可以念诵一些佛经啊，佛经啊，然后呢回向给他们，或者我们可以念一些加持力很强的佛的咒语啊。或者是佛的洪名啊，啊，他的圣号啊，佛菩萨的圣号啊，哦，然后当然是如果他们听得到，当然是他们听得到是最好的了，哦，念给他们听，啊。
So yeah, that's the one thing. Then of course possible. Of course, those people wish to go, then you know, visiting some kind of holy place, you know.Showing Buddha's image, you know, so like that, so those can be done.
这是其中一个方法。另外方法，如果可以的话，如果对方也愿意的话，你可以哦带他们去朝圣哦，朝山哦，哦可以去观看佛陀的各个圣地啦，啊，或者是请佛像、佛的塑像啊、彩绘啊等等啊，让他们看。
Okay, I mean, those some simple thing you can do. Yeah, so of course if they willing to chant some mantras, wonderful.Can be teach, you know, simple mantra. You can teach them, and they can chant like that.
当然，如果他们愿意念诵的话，你可以叫他们念诵一些简单的佛号啊，或者菩萨的圣名啊等等啊。如果他们愿意学、愿意念的话，也可以叫他们自己念，这样更好。
Okay.Okay, maybe. Huh? You want to hear the joke? Auntie looks so serious, huh?
Auntie suggests Om Mani Padme Hum because she says Om Mani Padme Hum is the easiest to chant. Ah.Then easiest to chant, then chant, 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 then the mind will calm down. Because through the power of the mantra, the mind will calm down and settle down quickly. Then if, let's say, the mind can calm down easily and all this, then they will have this belief in their heart. No, they will have this belief, oh, this is very good. It will help them. So they would like to do it. That's her suggestion. You can try.
Thank you, Amala. Huh?
Oh. She's trying to tell you about this benefits of Om Mani Padme Hum. We've chanted and with the blessings of this Buddha's compassions through this power of mantra. Then you can help to clear obstacles. And then if, let's say, your parents try and they can see it for themselves, it will generate faith in them.Something like that. No?
Good advice.
Auntie is speaking from her experience. Yeah. 谢谢安迪。
Maybe I tell one joke, huh? Then we finish our class.
Tell one joke, then finish the class. Who's going to tell the joke? Okay, Roger.
Kim Ho.
Kim Roger 会跟我们讲个笑话，然后我们就这堂课就圆满了。
This joke supposed not to laugh. After the joke supposed not to laugh.
听了这个笑话后不可以笑哦，你听了这个笑话是不应该笑的。
OK, after the joke you laugh, then punishment.
如果你笑的话就要被处罚了哈。
You want to laugh? Laugh now, you know?
所以要笑的人现在就要笑了哈，要不然等一下不可以笑。
Just funny joke. That's it. Yeah, joke is done, no?
Oh. Hey, the 笑的人要被罚. Those who laugh just now, you should be punished.
Okay. That's, I don't know. In Nepal, there's one. Tibetan guy, there's one British man, I don't know, then one Indian man. Maybe you know the joke, I don't think so you know the joke, but going to the mountain, trekking. You know, three people going to the trekking.
Pilgrimage.
Trekking, not pilgrimage, trekking in the mountain. Yeah.
Okay.这个故事呢，笑话呢，是发生在尼泊尔。在这个尼泊尔呢，就有三个人要去登山。这三个人呢，其中一个是一个藏族的男人，一个是英国人，还有一个是印度人。
Okay, so then they reach some place, then two of them sit down and make some kind of bed, putting bed.Not sleeping bed, what color? Bed. Gambling, a bed. And so there's the, whether you know the mountain goat, you know the goat. Not every goat, this particular goat in mountain. You know, this has terrible smell. You know, of course, like a durian, worse than durian, of course. It's very stinging.Strong smell. So that in the hut, so that the goat there, mountain goat inside the hut. So then three people, they talk each other. So who can stay longer inside this hut with the goat? Goat. You know, three of you, who can stay longest time with the goat, you know?
Oh, who can be...The
challenge
is who can stay longer.
Longest in the heart. With the goat.
Okay, 这样这三个登山的人呢就爬山了，爬到一个地方了，这样他们就要扎营啊，休息了，对吗？不可以一直爬嘛，叫休息。这样他们就要铺床了，造床了，不是我们睡的床了，铺床了，可能是那种摇床啊之类的休息。这样呢，在他们停下来歇息的这个地方呢，就有一只山羊。这个山羊呢，不是普通的山羊，不是我们一般的看到的山羊。这山羊是它的身体呢，发出一个很强烈的气味啊，比榴莲的气味还要强烈的，而且是很臭的。哦，这很臭很臭的气味。这个山羊呢，就在那个山里的一个亭子里面啊，山亭里面，这样。这三个人就打赌了，哎，你看啊，这英国人啊、藏人啊，还有这印度人呢，就打赌，看谁呢能够呢，能够和这只山羊啊，是不是吗？不是指他了，不是他，他不是山羊，看谁呢能够啊和这个山羊哦一起哦在这个亭子里面醉酒。
Okay.
最久的那人就赢得这个打赌了。
So then first one, the British guy, he went first. So he went and stayed there. After 10 minutes, the British guy came out. He couldn't stand more than 10 minutes. He came out.
第一个接受挑战的人就是英国人，他自告奋勇，这样我第一个我先去，所以他就进去了亭子里面和山羊了共处，就待在一起。可是他只待了十分钟，他就跑出来了。
Okay.Then the Indian guy went inside the second. So Indian guy, he think he can take the smell. You know? He can stay longer than the British guy. So the Indian guy went inside second. The second is the Indian guy went inside. He stayed another, I don't know, 15 minutes. Then he came out.
然后第二个人呢，第二个接受打赌的就是那个印度人，他觉得、哦、我应该要受得了那个味道 I can tahan 是吧，他就进去了，他进去了，可是他也是15分钟他就跑出来了、哦、比较长一点了、
哦、So then last one is the who?
Tibetan、
huh? The Tibetan guy Yeah, so he went the last one So he went thereSo then, once he went inside, after 10 minutes, the goat came out. No, Tibetan guy didn't come out. The goat came out.
最后一个接受打赌人呢是那个藏人，他是最后一个进去，他进去那个亭子里面和那个山羊共处啊。十分钟过后，十分钟而已哦，那只山羊跑出来。
So what happened was, you know, that guy, the Tibetan guy stayed inside 20 minutes, you know, because goat couldn't take the smell of the Tibetan guy. The Tibetan, normally Tibetans don't shower for 1 year, you know, so terrible smell, so the goat cannot take it, so goat ran out.
你懂为什么那只山羊十分钟跑出来吗？安迪，啊、哦，这个最后一个接受挑战的是藏人，他进去对吗？他进去了十分钟过后哦，他没有出来嘞。那只是那只山羊跑出来，因为呢，那只山羊呢不能忍受那个藏人的味道。因为藏人呢，一年只冲一次凉。Auntie said the goat now has never bathed.
What happened? Finish?
Yeah, finish.
Huh?
Finish.
And there. Finish.
Finish.
But you didn't get the joke? Huh? Look like they didn't get the joke.
They think the joke is not logical.
Joke have no logic. You know?
Dedication.
Yeah.
现在我们做回想了，下个星期我们才来笑了。我们离开这个地方就可以笑了。好，现在是第32页 ，page 32。English dedication is page 31。回想，愿以此功德。普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速生起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。 34面，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，为行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。谢谢大家。